Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
The late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Ruth Sherman, the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. Ruth, I need your website, please.
RuthSherman.com. We try to keep it simple.
Pretty easy, folks. So check it out. And I know you work with a lot of clients to help them with their communication struggles and opportunities, don't you?
Yes, I do, and it's always a wonderful day when I get to work with clients.
So, folks, check out her website, and if you need some help with that, she does a great job. So, Ruth, we're talking about the candidates. What can we learn from them? We just went 2 falls out of 3 with Trump. Let's talk about Ms. Clinton. What
sure.
can we learn from her communication style?
Well, one of the things about Clinton is, of course, she's a policy expert, and nobody argues with her on
right.
that. But what she has the biggest problem with is putting those that expertise into more aspirational terms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy. I use the word easy because it would be incredibly difficult for me, but it's easy for her to get into the weeds, to get into the wonkiness,
mm-hmm.
you know, that whole thing with details, and she
mm-hmm.
loves that stuff, let's put it that way.
Right.
You know, what she doesn't like
and
is
those
selling.
Are important things when
like
you're
selling.
Governing. They're important
yes.
things when you're governing, but when you're running for office, sometimes
they
trip you up. I have technical experts on the show. I just had one, Steve DiBianco. He's so smart, it scares me. But sometimes I have to say, Steve, come on, we're regular folks here. Tell us how, you know.
Put it in English.
Break
right?
it down for us, you
yeah,
know.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
So, but now look at the way, and I'm not picking on her, but look at the way her manner of speaking. She's not blessed with great delivery, is she?
No, she's not. And one of the things that she does there, and I've broken it down, is that when she's using the teleprompter, and they all have to use the teleprompter,
yeah.
More and more as they do their formal speaking, she tends to speak both at a rate and with a lack of expression that
right.
don't serve her well.
Mm-hmm.
So the rate, for example, when that teleprompter is rolling, people who don't know what a teleprompter
it's
looks
not
like
easy.
In front of
it's
you,
hard.
It's scrolling, and it's hard, and it takes a lot of practice. Now, she's
right.
got a lot of practice, but for whatever reason, as she's reading from that teleprompter, it is rolling or scrolling at the same rate. When we speak, Jim, if people listen to us for the rest of your show today,
right.
they'll hear us speed up, we slow down,
right.
we pause, we take a moment, we
sometimes ad-lib. Sometimes it's intentional, sometimes not.
Sometimes, exactly. But when she is reading that teleprompter, she sticks with the script too much. It's
Let me tell
much.
You another thing that she does, and I've noticed other women more than men do this. And so,
mm-hmm.
and as I said, Ruth, you know, and the ladies in my audience know how much I love you and how much I want to promote you. So when I say things like this, you know it's coming from the heart. She uses her hands for almost every syllable. Notice how she bounced her hands. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you see her hands bouncing around like that. That I think that's, to me, that's what we used to call mannerisms.
Yeah, I don't think that she does it any more than men. I don't think it is I think it's gender neutral, to be honest with you.
Well,
I have observed that.
Yeah.
What she does is she uses a repetitive gesture with her right hand.
Well, of course,
you know,
Trump
Jim,
does
so
too.
Donald Trump.
Trump has his own little thing, too.
Yes, he does.
But if you'll notice, start noticing it's a little more predictable with her, how she runs, when she talks, she bounces her hand. And
right,
and
possibly has something to do with her rate, you know, that rate that
yep.
we were talking about,
yep.
that sort of even
mm-hmm.
Rate that tends to sound a little bit boring, honestly,
yep.
as she's reading from the teleprompter. She's much more effective when she's having a conversation in an interview,
right.
for example, or when she's on the stump.
Well, let me say this
meeting.
Based on mm-hmm. back to what we talked
yeah.
about the gender
yep.
thing. Regardless if you're male or female, be careful that your hands aren't delivering a mannerism, meaning people start paying attention to your hands more than what you're saying.
Exactly. Which is
make sure that you got to make sure that your gestures, I think they should not be predictable.
They shouldn't be predictable. What they have to be, and what this is what all nonverbal communication has to be, which is what hands are, the way we communicate without our words.
Right.
They should enhance our words. They should give our words meaning
mm-hmm.
versus take away or contradict our words. Because the
right.
rule of communication or speech communication, Jim, is that if the way you look and
right.
sound contradicts what you say, people will believe the way you look and sound
quickly,
and not what you say. Yes.
Quickly before we go to a break.
Sure.
Do you get in the idea that Ms. Clinton is not as comfortable doing all this, and she seems anxious to me when she speaks a little bit? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, she's definitely not a comfortable speaker. No
yeah,
question about that.
Yeah, and that comes across, folks, and I'm not sure how you fix that, because she sure got a lot of practice.
Yeah,
hey, Ruth,
give us
the website again one more time, please.
RuthSherman.com, Jim.
It's a good one, folks. The book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Good job, Ruth. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence. Not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.